best radio station in the world is on your dial. We're WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
So I said, a long day, and I cried, if you won't stay.
credit card debt, mortgage debt, loan debt.
It's overwhelming. Sleep debt is another serious form of personal debt, and it grows when you don't sleep well or long enough. Insufficient sleep can lead to poor health and reduced quality of life. Fortunately, sleep debt is easy to pay off by taking a few simple steps. For information that truck drivers and companies can use to prevent sleep debt, visit www.healthysleepfortruckers.org. A message from CDC.
Sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know why now. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window. Turning on your light, babe, it's a life I've never known. There ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road.
Wish there was something you could do or say. Try and make me change my mind and stay. Did too much talking anyway, and don't think twice, it's all right.
Ain't no use in calling out my name now, like you never done before. But goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could've done better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted my precious time. And don't think twice.
Thank you. stood there striking matches, and you stood there starting trouble. Said I was born just south of Natchez, and you said I was lucky to have met you in the summer, or to have been born at all. And you'd never turn your back on my good night. Now striking conversations, you said don't go to the trouble, and you ordered up a vision, and I said I'd have a double. When you talk, I cannot listen, and your words rise with a sorrow, and tomorrow I'll no more see you again. You were a striking beauty standing under your umbrella, and the news that held your father is still hanging in the cellar. Well, you asked me to remove it, but it turned out I was yellow. Never asked a thing of me again. Now you're taking matches to a box of my old letters, and you watch the city burning, and you say you know me better than the best of my convictions in the prison of my heart, and you never turn your back on my good night. Contradiction. You crucified my name, orchestrated my collision with a mouthful of the same old superstition. Always swirled around my brain with a black cat and a thousand broken mirrors. And even now I still think I can hear her.
Come down here and tell me what. shout rang out across the land. The horse had kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. And I set off running away from my dream. My brother's rifle went into the stream. And I kept on running to the salt land. That's where they found me, my head in my hand. The sheriff, he asked me why had I run. Then it came to me just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind. We'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I said I feel power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I were dead. I hung my head, I hung my see what they've done. We'll ride together to kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, for soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.
This is Magda Margot. Thank you so much for tuning in, sister.
Chase the rain out from your heart, dear. Cause I know you will survive. If I'm not living by the edge, dear, then I might not be alive. And in the winter of December,
for PETA. Each winter, countless dogs struggle to survive long, lonely days and nights outside in the freezing cold and rain. Many freeze to death or suffer from exposure, frostbite, and hypothermia because of a lack of even the most basic shelter or care. They suffer terribly in all weather extremes. Please, be your dog's biggest defender. Make them a part of your family. Let them live indoors and provide them with lots of love and affection. Thank you.
I got the Honda 125 running. Took the back roads to the store. It's about 35 degrees, but it sure feels good not to be warm. hungry no more. I got some milk, bread and bologna, some little Debbie's and some Mountain Dew. Sometime when I ain't got the groceries, gonna see what this thing do. Little victory, they all ride with me. These days that's all I need. I got old F-250 4x4, it's needing a new rim. I sold some hides and I sold some wood, saving up to get it going again. And I can start hauling these timber, sell them down at the mine. I hear they're bringing a few bucks a piece. Things are looking better all the time. Little victory, they all ride with me. These days that's all I need. I heard the country's going through hard times, but I ain't feeling it none. We're all trying to make it through one more day when it's all said and done. I got a deer and a half in the freezer. I got wheels and plenty of wood. I know I ain't setting the world on fire, but I think I got it pretty good. Little victory, they all ride with me. These days that's all I need. A little victory.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was pluming for flight, that his hour for departure had come. Still the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old